Time now for another Friday Left of Lansing Short on this October 13th of 2023. We are nearing the month-long mark of the United Auto Workers strike against the Big Three automakers, and as of right now, there doesn't appear to be an end in sight as the Big Three refuses to make any real concessions, which is why UAW President Sean Fain announced how 8,700 workers walked off the job and into the picket lines at the Ford Kentucky Truck Plant in Louisville. That plant makes SUVs and is the company's most profitable product, according to Bridge Magazine, which also reports on a Ford spokeswoman's response to this new sudden strike by the UAW, calling it grossly irresponsible but unsurprising given the union leadership's stated strategy of keeping the Detroit Three wounded for months through reputational damage and industrial chaos. Okay, well, you know what? It remains astounding how little the Big Three seem to truly grasp or understand how the UAW has the higher ground in this fight. One reason for the UAW's resurgence after years of being lost in the wilderness is because of new President Sean Fain and his effective messaging strategy. On this week's Left of Lansing podcast, I spoke with Sarah Lazare, editor of Workday Magazine, and I asked her, what exactly is Sean Fain doing to help keep the UAW in a position of power during these negotiations?
And I've noticed a few distinct things. One is he is very good at naming the enemy, who he repeatedly identifies as the wealthy billionaire class. He stays on messaging about this extremely well, which is interesting because the entire GOP is trying to put out this narrative that, oh, the actual enemy of UAW and the auto workers is policies aimed at transitioning to electric vehicles or the government of China, where EV components are made and China's going to take all of our jobs. And Sean Fain very consistently says it's the wealthy, it's the billionaire class, it's the CEOs who are our opponents in this fight.
As I always say, it's always about messaging. Ms. Lazare mentioned how Fain isn't allowing right-wing forces and the Republican Party to divide workers this time in this battle. She explained how right-wing Republicans are trying their best to blame environmentalists or the Biden administration's embrace of joining the transition to EV cars. You won't, however, see or hear Republicans criticize the Big Three corporations on their fight against UAW. No, no, no. You see, they've been bought to destroy unions, which is why Republicans, including Dear Leader Trump, have done everything in their power to weaken unions through legislation and by installing a right-wing, anti-union, anti-worker Supreme Court. But Sean Fain is fighting back against those Republican tactics by clearly stating that a cleaner environment and a transition away from high-pollution gas-guzzling cars is not what's going to hurt workers in the end. No, it's the Big Three and their big earnings which are hurting workers. The Economic Policy Institute says profits at the Big Three auto companies, Ford, GM, and Stellantis, skyrocketed 92% from 2013 to 2022, totaling $250 billion. Forecasts for 2023 expect more than $32 billion in additional profits. CEO pay at the Big Three companies has jumped 40% during that same period, and the companies paid out nearly $66 billion in shareholder dividend payments and stock buybacks. You see, workers just want a slightly bigger piece of the pie through wage increases, cost of living adjustments, more paid time off, and a four-day work week as their bodies bear the brunt of long hours of assembly line work. And to further prove that the UAW is not against joining the EV transition, the union won an important battle this week when GM announced it would include electric battery manufacturing to the final agreement. I mean, that was huge. And by the way, Fain celebrated that announcement to his fellow UAW workers while wearing an Eat the Rich t-shirt so that we all understand who the UAW's real opponent is in this fight. This is about fairness. This is about workers. This is about people trying to earn a decent living for themselves and for their families. It's why the American people strongly support the strike, and it's why the entire Republican Party is MIA. You can always contact me, leftoflansing@gmail.com. You can follow me on X, on Facebook, Instagram, and also on Threads. Plus, don't forget to visit leftoflansing.com.